Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. You are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Video Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. As always, I'm asking all listeners, and especially for the new first-time listeners, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God in the presence of Minister Sharon Rappis. He is a member, where I am also a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where our beloved pastor and shepherd is none other than Bishop James A. Jennings. But he will be bringing forth the word very shortly. So get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with him, as we go through the word of God together on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking our listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me on tonight. Yes, tonight is Thursday night, July the 5th, 2018. How time is flying and going by. So we want to ask the question, what are you doing with your time on tonight? that will glorify God. But right now, we're going to go into prayer, and then we will move forward. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, it is in that name that we come on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who and all that you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have allowed us to wake up and see this another brand new day. We don't take it lightly or for granted, but we just want to say thank you. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come asking that you would search our hearts and minds, and as we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. Why? Because you said we all have fallen short of your glory. And so we know that we sin. So we can only be forgiven of our sins when we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ and ask to be forgiven. So that's what we're doing on tonight. We're asking in the name of Jesus Christ that you would forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself. I include my entire family, also Minister Rambis and his entire family, and every faithful and committed doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us, Lord, and have mercy upon us that we can continue to be able to do your work in the upbuilding of your kingdom here on earth, that our work for you on earth would not be in vain, but that you would be glorified through it all. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come listening to all those young men that's on this Thailand soccer team. They have been found in the cave and their coach. We lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, and their coach. And we thank you, Lord, that they were found alive. And it's our prayer and our hope and desire. We're touching and agreeing with all prayer warriors on tonight on their behalf. We stand in the gap for them. Heavenly Father, they will find a way to get those young men and their coach out safely, and they will be able to get them out very soon. So we thank you, first of all, for allowing them to be found safe and alive. So we now ask that you will move by your spirit and grant them every tool that they need to be able to get them out safely. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, I lift up my bishop and my pastor and shepherd to you in a special way, Lord. I pray that you are moved by your spirit, Lord. Touch, heal, and strengthen and anoint his body anew, his mind, and his spirit. Give him the desires of his heart, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would increase him more and more in every aspect of his life, that he can continue to be the faithful doer of your word. And not only him, but every faithful doer of your word is our prayer, Lord, that you would touch, heal, and strengthen their bodies, minds, and spirits, even on tonight, because we know that you're still working miracles even today. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we want to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Touch, heal, and comfort and strengthen them, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Let them realize and know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you would move by your spirit over the airways through Minister Rambis. Should there be anyone listening that's not saved in Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, that a word will come forth through him on tonight. They will prick their hearts. They will be compelled to open their mouth and ask for forgiveness of their sins. And they will ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them on tonight. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord, to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified through us all. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, how much more do you need to see before calling on Jesus? Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, how much more do you need to see before calling on Jesus? That's a good question for tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcement, I am so excited about this coming Saturday, July the 7th, 2018. I am inviting every last one of you to tune in. Please pass the word to your friends and neighbors and ministries and co-workers, everyone that you know. Let them know to tune in on this coming Saturday, July 7th. My special guest is none other than Dr. He is a man of God, a minister of the gospel. He has obtained his PhD. He is an international motivational speaker. He is the author of 8 books. He has appeared on the Steve Harvey Show. This young man was my very first guest on my very first show in July of 2013. Well, He will be back on this coming Saturday, helping me celebrate my 5th year anniversary as an executive director and host on Blog Talk Radio. For this, I am so grateful that God has opened this door. And I thank God for every man and every woman that come forth and has come forth in the past, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ through the word of God. And we know that the best is still yet to come. So we want you to tune in this coming Saturday. This young man was diagnosed at the age of 14 with stage 4 cancer. And he had like 5 different doctors. And he said when they opened him up, they can actually see the cancer growing with their natural eyes. And they told his mother, who is also a doctor, that she should not expect him to live past 14. Well, because God has the last word and he's still a miracle worker, this young man is now, I think he's 34 or 35 years old. And he has obtained his PhD. He is a professor now and teaching at one of our local universities here in Michigan. He is also the author of 8 books that the Lord has blessed him and anointed him to write. He is now a world-renowned international motivational speaker, and he has appeared on the Steve Harvey Show. God is doing great things through this young man's life, and he is a minister of the gospel. So I thank God for him, and I want you to tune in on this coming Saturday and hear what God is going to say through this young man on this coming Saturday night, none other than Dr. Eddie Connor on this Saturday, July 7th at 8 p.m. Also, I am so excited to announce that God is still doing great things. He has opened another door for me to be able to host other radio hosts and shows up under my direction. I am so excited for my bishop's armor bearer, none other than Minister Sharon Rambis. He will be bringing the word very shortly. He will be hosting his own show titled Ministry I'm Possible. And that is found in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 27. And that theme is, with God, all things are possible. So Minister Sharon Rebus' first show will be taking place. It will be airing on Thursday, August the 9th, from 6:30 to 7 p.m. And then also, he will be on every 4th Saturday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Again, his first show and every 2nd Thursday and every 4th Saturday will be from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Again, his first show is coming on August the 9th at 6:30 p.m. Again, his ministry show title is Ministry I'm Possible. Also, we have coming to us with her own very own show is Sierra Renee. Her show title is Clinically Speaking with Sierra Renee. She is a psychologist, a woman of God. And every time she has patients, every issue that they have that they deal with, she used the scriptures to back up everything that she diagnosed her patients with. So I'm very excited for her and what God is going to do through her and her show, as well as also Minister Rambis. So we want you all to tune in and be blessed by her show as well. And she will be coming on. Her very first show will be taking place on Thursday, July 26th at 6:30, from 6:30 to 7 p.m. And then she will be coming on every 4th Thursday, again, which will be the first, her first Thursday will be July 26th. And then she will be on every 1st Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. So you want to tune in and be blessed by her show as well. So we thank God for what he's doing through this worldwide ministry. And we know that it is of God's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes, and we know that the best is still yet to come. So we are now ready to receive Minister Sharon Rambis on tonight. Again, he is my bishop, our bishop's armor bearer. He will be bringing forth the word of God very shortly on tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with him as we go through God's word together on tonight. After he finished with his message on tonight, please do not hang up. Do not go off the internet, because he will be doing a closing song titled I Don't Feel No Ways Tired by the late Reverend James Cleveland. So you want to be blessed by that song as well after he closes out his message on tonight. But before he comes forth with the word, we're going to go to our music break. And for such a time that we're living in on tonight, again, we need to be praying one for another. The word of God says the world will know that we love God how and by the way that we show love for one another. And one of the ways that we show love toward one another is to pray for one another. we ought to be praying for one another. So that's what we have, our music break is on tonight, Pray For Me. And following this music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Minister Rambis for him to deliver God's word. Enjoy the music break. Pray For Me. That was the wrong version. I want this version right here.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm gonna sing this song here. My. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Did you hear what he said in that song? He said it's an urgent request. And I truly believe that it is, and it is an urgent request, that we pray ye one for another. And while we're talking about prayer, right before we came on the air tonight, I was looking at the news, And we want to lift up this family in prayer. And I pray that you all touch and agree with me regarding this situation. I just heard that a sister and brother was ran down and killed, hit and run on yesterday. A young sister and her brother were both killed, and the driver took off and ran and left the scene. And we are hearing so much of this happening today. Someone asked the question, are we our brother's keeper? And I said, yes, we are. We are our brother's keeper. That's why we need to be constantly praying ye one for another. That's why I just prayed that song, Pray for Me. And again, the young man in the song said, it is an urgent request. And we see that now it is becoming more and more urgent each and every day. So we want to lift up that mother and that father and that family that lost a son and a daughter at the same time in a hit-and-run accident on yesterday, and they are still looking for the person that killed them and took off and ran. So eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to lift up that family to you, that you would continue to comfort and strengthen their hearts. Not only that family, but we have so many families, Heavenly Father, that are losing loved ones because of hit-and-run accidents. And we are losing members of our families and loved ones because of hate and envy and jealousy and bullying. Oh, God, we know that the enemy is still roaring like a lion seeking whom he may devour. He is still going around killing and stealing and souls, and he is still seeking whom he may devour. And we are, as Christians, sometimes we fall short of our right to use the authority and the power that we have that's in the name of Jesus Christ that can put a stop to all of this madness. We know that all things are still possible with you. So we pray and lift up that family, Heavenly Father, that has been affected by their killing of their daughter and the son in the hit-and-run accident on yesterday. I pray, Lord, that justice be done, that the person that is responsible be found and held accountable. And, oh, God, we want to ask that you will continue to put in our spirits and our minds and our hearts that we are to show love and compassion one toward another, and we are to pray one for another. So we are lifting up that family right now in the name of Jesus. Comfort and strengthen them, Heavenly Father, as only you can. In the name of Jesus Christ is our prayer, in Jesus' name. Well, right now, we are so excited for Mr. Rambis on tonight. And right now, I am so excited to yield this mic to him. We know that he always delivers a powerful word. So again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along with Minister Rambis as he delivers God's word. Minister Rambis, I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Brother James, for another opportunity to come before your people, to come before God's people, to share his word. And so we thank God for this platform and thank God for you for your willing to share and to serve God by being obedient to his will and his vessel and his calling that he has for your life. And so I'm excited tonight to be able to share the word of God with the people of God. And so tonight there is a word from God that is found in Judges, the 8th chapter, verse 4-13. And so while you're finding the text for tonight, I just want to encourage you to hold on. No matter how dim or dark the way may seem, no matter how tough it seems like the road gets, just to hold on and keep going. Keep moving, because God has promised that we shall win in the end. Amen. So Judges, the 8th chapter, verses 4 through 13. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for it is preaching time, and we know that no preaching is done unless you do it. So now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, it is your word. So I ask that you will remove me out the way and just use me as a vessel to bless your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Judges 8, verses 4 through 13. I'll be reading the NIV version for your hearing. And it reads, Gideon and his 300 men, exhausted, yet keeping up the pursuit, came to the Jordan and crossed it. He said to the men of Succoth, give my troops some bread. They are worn out, and I am still pursuing Zeba and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian. But the officials of Succoth said, do you already have the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna in your possession? Why should we give bread to your troops? Then Gideon replied, just for that, when the Lord has given Zeba and Zalmunna into my hand, I will tear your flesh and desert thorns and briars. From there he went up to Peniel and made the same request to them. But they answered as the men of Succoth had. So he said to the men of Peniel, when I return in triumph, I will tear down this tower. Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Kakar with a force of about 15,000 men. All that were left of the armies of the eastern peoples, 120,000 swordsmen had fallen. Gideon went up by the route of the nomads east, Anoba and Jobia, and attacked the unexpected army. Zeba and Zalmunna, the two kings of Midian, fled, but he pursued them and captured them, routing their entire army. Gideon, the son of Joash, then returned from the battle by the pass of Heres, and the word of God is blessed. And so many of us can look back at our years in school and remember that one class in which we had difficulty with and wondered how we endured it. It was that one class that we needed to graduate. It was a requirement. And so you struggled your way through and barely passed the class. And your joy of victory is short-lived. It was short-lived because you know you got the second part of that class the next year. And so it kills your joy when you come to the end of something and it has taken everything you got to get there only to look up and realize that there's still more you got to do. It is sad to be exhausted at the end and know it is about to start all over again. So that is where Gideon shows up right here in the 8th chapter of Judges. You remember Gideon. You read about him in the book of Judges in Sunday school, where he defeated the Midianites and had taken over Israel. And in order to deliver Israel from the hand of the enemy, God has decided to raise him up. Now, you need to know that God didn't find Gideon in the sanctuary. He didn't find him in the temple. Gideon is not at a prayer meeting. Gideon is thrashing wheat in the wine press. Gideon was doing what he was called to do. And so Gideon decides to accept God's calling and gather together 32,000 men to go to battle. And so God shows up in chapter 7 of Judges and says, no, Gideon, that's too many people. You can't win with that many folks. And so the Lord began to add by subtracting them. When God got through, it left Gideon with only 300 men to go to battle. And the Bible says that with the 300 men by his side, Gideon defeats the Mennonites and the Amorites, whose numbers were in the thousands. And so in chapter 7, they defeat the Midianites, only for us to find out in chapter 8 that the battle ain't over. In chapter 8, Gideon and the same 300 men are now at the border of Israel, at the Jordan River. The Jordan River symbolizes the boundary of the promised land. And the word of the Lord is that Gideon and the 300 men is about to cross over the Jordan. They're about to cross over into a new land, uncharted territory. They're about to make a transition into a new season. And the testimony of the word of God is that this mighty man of valor, with his 300 men, who defeated thousands of Midianites, when he gets to the border and when he's ready to cross over, the Bible says he's exhausted. Exhausted means to be fatigued. It means to be worn out. It means to be running on empty. And so they came to the place of crossing over, only to lift up their hands and say, "I'm tired. This battle, this journey, these struggles have wore me out." And so I know that there are some too feel like Gideon and his men. You come to a place where you can see the new position, you can see the new relationship, you can see the new car in the lot, but the journey to get there have worn you out. And so I come to tell you that we all come to a place where we are getting ready to cross over into a new season, or to form a new strategy, or to embark on a new stage of life, and we can find ourselves being tired. You can be tired of all the political games that's being played. They're playing with people's lives, where here in Michigan, Nestle, a billion-dollar company, is allowed to pump over 150 million gallons of water at no charge a day, but you still got cities like Flint and Benton Harbor with high lead levels in their drinking water. That can make you tired. You can be tired of the police using our young black unarmed men for target practice, not even being persecuted, prosecuted, or even indicted. You could be tired of putting on a t-shirt to remind folks that Black Lives Matter. You can be tired of crazy coworkers, and tired of satanic supervisors, tired of trying to make ends meet. And I hear some of you just saying, "I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired." But the Bible says Gideon was exhausted, but he was still in pursuit. Like many of us, he was exhausted, but still not finished yet. And so God has some things that he wants us to finish. We've started some things and he wants us to finish them. And so tonight, we look at our text as a way of encouraging ourselves and our brothers and sisters to keep on running and see what the end gonna be. To keep on in pursuit of those goals and dreams and that ministry, that business that God has promised you. Keep on in pursuit of doing good when no one is giving you recognition for doing the right thing. But we are never to grow tired of doing what's right. And so as we look at our text tonight, let's see how Gideon was able to push past his exhaustion and pursue and finish what God wanted him to do. And so the first thing from our text tonight I'd like to point out is that Gideon had to push past his physical limitations. And so verse 4 says that he was exhausted. And I know sometimes the people of God, we can find ourselves doing what God has called us to do, but still be exhausted. You know, is that song that says, I'm not tired yet, but sometimes we get tired. You're only human. You're going to get tired. Your physical body has limitations. And so that's why we have to be careful that we be selective and have a discerning spirit in knowing what it really is that God has called us to do. Because in my few years of serving the Lord, I know that there is a difference between church work and God's work. You know, church folk will have you doing a whole lot of little busy stuff that'll wear you out, that will keep you from focusing and doing that God-given talent, that God-given directive, keep you from focusing on your God-given destiny. So people of God, be careful not to get sidetracked. Even while doing something that might not be destructive, it might even be productive, but you have to be weary of doing that thing that is not in your destiny, that is not in your lane, that is not on the path that God wants you to go down. And so in a lot of times we have to put our will aside and get in line with God's will. Yeah, and that's what Jesus did on his way to Calvary. He was praying and saying, Lord, take this cup from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And so we have to line our will, sometimes deny our will, to make sure that we are in the will of God. Because when you do what God has called you to do, when you do that thing that God has destined you to do, you find out that in your strength, you can't even do it. You find out that you try to do some things on your own and you like, man. And so when God gives you a vision, you look like, that's why we always try to run. Because we're like, God, I can't do that. But God never intended for you to do that in your strength. Because when we exhaust all of our strength, we become weak. But in the spirit, that's when we become strong. Because 2 Corinthians 12 and 10 says, when I am weak, then I am strong. When you exhausted all of your natural strength, when you did and walked and stretched and carried as far as you can go, you got another level. You got another gear that you can kick in. And it's called the supernatural. And so that's where God takes you and carry you to the place that he wants you to be. But you have to be in the proper position. You have to be in the proper posture. You have to be in the position and the posture of praise. You have to be not boastful, not haughty, not talking about I'm my own man, but willing to submit to the Almighty God, knowing that it's in his strength, is in him that we live and that we move and that we have our being. And so we have to realize that we are nothing without God. And so then my second point from our text tonight, Gideon had to push past unexpected turndowns. In verse 6, the officials of Succoth, he would have thought that they would have helped him because why? They were fellow Israelites. And so you're battling. You're in a fight to protect the Israelites, and you in a battle to change lives. You in a battle to do ministry, to rescue, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to look after the widows and the orphans. And you just automatically assume that the people of God will help you. But I'm here to tell you that don't get discouraged. Because just like our text, we have some people that's going to ask a question, and they're looking for success through man's eye and not success through God's eye. And so they ask the question, oh, well, we'll feed your men after y'all win the battle. Y'all ain't did nothing yet. And so you have to be careful while you're in pursuit of those things that God has called you to do. You have to be careful because I know it's a good thing you're doing. I know that is an honorable thing. It's a godly thing. But you have to be careful and be prepared that everybody is not to play a part in your destiny. Everybody is not happy where you're going. Everybody is not happy that you're doing what you're doing. So you have to push past those unexpected turndowns, those unexpected no's. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, she went to all the people that was supposed to help her. You went to all the people who you thought could help you, only to find out it wasn't that in most cases that they wasn't able to, but they wasn't willing to. And so now is not the time to throw in the towel. Now is not the time to give up, because of what somebody else did and didn't do. Like getting, you have to push past. Yeah, it's going to hurt. Yeah, some people going to disappoint you along the way. But here in our text, Gideon shows us that you have to push past those unexpected turndowns. And then finally, our final point is you have to push past unexpected opposition. And so here in verse 12, the kings, they fled even as Gideon became closer. And so sometimes you're going to have to push past that extra opposition. And so a lot of times that opposition comes from the enemy, because the enemy likes to throw up our past. Y'all, you ain't never did it before. You done tried it and you done failed at it before. Your mama done tried it and she done failed. Ain't nobody in your family done that before. And so he liked to throw up our failures of the past. But I learned that the enemy loves to throw up our past because he can't do nothing about our future. Mm-hmm. And so God has promised us victory. You have to be aware that you have to keep reminding yourself that, because God has promised victory. And so he didn't say what victory looks like. He didn't say victory was going to be a landslide. It wasn't going to be a blowout. He didn't say that in order to get victory, you would have to go into overtime. But God has promised victory. And so in our pursuit, we have to keep our eyes on the promise. Because the promises of God are yea and amen. And so God is on our side. And so the word says, if God be for us, who can be against us? So it don't matter what opposition you face, you got God on your side. No matter how many no's you have to go through to get that yes, but you have to remember that God is on your side. Because, beloved, God has invested so much in us. God has invested so much in us. God has invested so much for us. And so God wouldn't have done that if he didn't love you. And so he loved you so much that he gave you the best that he had. He gave you his only begotten son, who gave his life on an old rugged cross for sins that you and I committed. He knew no sin. He hung his head and died. And I'm so glad that that's not the end of the story, because God always get a positive return on his investment. And so it might have looked like it went down. It might have looked like that investment that God made lost when he got buried in a tomb. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. God raised him up with resurrection power. And so tonight, that's what I want to leave with you. I want to encourage you that no matter what you go through, no matter how many twists and turns you have to go through, no matter how tired you get along the way, keep pursuing. Keep pressing. Keep pushing, because the victory is already won. Victory is already given to us through Jesus Christ. We're more than conquerors. We're not just conquerors. We're more than conquerors. So people of God, keep pressing. Keep pushing. For God has victory at the end of the road. God has promised that our ladder will be greater. And so what you're expecting from God tonight? Expect God to come through as he has done in times past. Don't get tired and don't get weary. For God will carry you through. Don't worry about your strength. Don't worry about your limitations. Because with man it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. You have to encourage yourself and keep reminding yourself that God is able to do just what he said he's able to do. He'll do just what he said. And so tonight, people of God, hang on in there. Don't get discouraged. Don't quit. Don't give up. For you are true. Win. If you don't quit. Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you for your word that gives life. It gives light to dark situations. And so tonight, if anyone under the sound of my voice have not accepted you as our Lord and as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that they would make today the day that they choose you in a pardon of their sins. And so, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that I'm believing that it fell on good ground. And someone that was just about to turn their back, turn away, give up, Lord, this has encouraged them to go on to see what the end going to be. And so, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. I don't believe that he brought me this far to leave me. God bless you tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I told him to agree with that song because the Lord did promise in his word. He said he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we know that God is a promise keeper. He is not like man. Minister Rambis, I thank you for sharing such an awesome word on tonight. I know that many was blessed by this word on tonight. I was blessed by this word on tonight. It never dawned on me until you brought it to my attention through the word. And that's why I thank God for the word. And you said in your message on tonight, don't get so sidetracked by doing church work and not the work of God. And there is a difference. And a lot of people do not realize that there is a big difference between church work and doing the work of God, the work that God has anointed and called and appointed for you to do that only you can do for his glory. So I thank you for sharing that. I was blessed by this word on tonight, and I know that others was blessed by it as well. So you continue to be the man of God that he has called and anointed for you to be for such a time as this. And as I announced in my announcement, I am so excited about what the Lord is doing in your life and the new doors that he's opened for you and the doors that are yet to be opened. And I thank God for what he's doing in your life, that you are now going to be hosting your own show very shortly. And we just thank God for what he's doing. Thank God for you. We're going to continue to pray for you, and not only you, but your entire family. So you continue to stand on the wall and be the man that God has anointed and for you to be for such a time as this. Well, on tonight, I pray that you was blessed by the word on tonight. I know I was. So right now, we're getting ready to close out for tonight. But do tune in on this coming Sunday. You want to be blessed by this, another awesome man of God, minister. Again, he's a man of God. He's a minister, minister of the gospel. He is a published author of 8 books. He has obtained his PhD, and he is a world-renowned international motivational speaker, none other than Dr. Eddie Conner will be my special guest, helping me celebrate my 50th anniversary as an executive director and host on Blog Talk Radio on this coming Saturday, July the 7th. So we're going to close out tonight in prayer, as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for your man of God, Minister Rambis. We thank you for what you're doing in his life and what you're yet to do in his life that will give you even more glory. We just thank you for your word on tonight. We know that your word is true. The word has been received and loved by those that was listening on tonight. And we pray, Lord, that the word was effective enough to touch those that are still spiritually blind, that they now can open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name, so that they too can walk in and live in and fulfill their own God purposes in the earth. For your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen the people, continue to strengthen your servants and vessels that are being faithful and committed to doing the work of God that you have called and assigned to each one of us individually, then as a corporate body of believers, that you will be glorified through us all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just give your name the praise, the glory, and honor that you're so well deserving of, because you are worthy of our praise. We just bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father, and we just thank you for what you've already done in our lives, for what you're doing, and for what you're yet to do in our lives for your glory is our prayer. And all the people of God that are trusting in the grip of this prayer said, amen. Well, that's our program for tonight. Until this coming Saturday, continue to give God praise, glory, and honor, because he's worthy of our praise. Until the next time, good night.
You thought I was worth saving.